Good afternoon. You're listening to Verum Sports. This is Tony Rice. And I tell you what, it's been awesome learning about the Centurions as they've gone from the doldrums to near the top. They've got a big, big final to look forward to today. And the overseer, the architect of that change, is the daddy, Simba. Simba, welcome back to Verum Sports. How are you doing?
I'm very good, thank you, Tony. Very, very good, mate. Thank you very much for the expansive welcome there. Loving that.
Hey, well, listen, it's all it's like catchphrase for me. I say what I say. But coming back just quickly, because always when I chat to you, Simba, I love to build and spread the bigger picture of the Gospel Rugby League before we drill into the awesome story of the Centurions. And we're getting into the business end of the Super League now, aren't we? And always a busy weekend. Leeds Rhinos versus Hull FC tomorrow. Your thoughts on that one?
I'm not too sure, but you know, I'll be honest with you. Leeds seem to have turned the corner from what I can see at the moment. I know that the results haven't been great this season so far, but I'm fancying Leeds for this one, if I'm honest. Hull have been a bit inconsistent. They were going great guns. I think it was 5 or 6 of the bounds, and then they've just had a bit of inconsistent form of late. So I'll put my money on Leeds on this one.
I tell you what, we call it every week, don't we, that it's just one of the beauties of this Super League is its unpredictability. That's why it's great that general sports fans, if you haven't checked it out, get involved with Rugby League because it's so remarkably competitive. Any given weekend, somebody could turn somebody over. But as you say, Leeds Rhinos, after a tough start, are battling back. I think that's a good shout. But I tell you, the other one, fascinating one, top versus bottom. Surely, even in the unpredictable world of the Super League, there must be a chasm in class between the plucky London Broncos, who had a decent-ish run, but are basement dwelling, versus the imperious St. Helens, who have looked the class of the league this year.
Do you know what? I would have said it's a nailed-on 2 points for Saints, but for some reason, London Broncos just keep turning up week in, week out, and they can just pull results out of the hat. So, you know, my mind will tell me to go, you know, with St. Helens, because it's a tried and tested formula. But I've got a sneaky feeling that the Broncos might, you know, it might surprise them. So let's wait and see on this one. A bit tough to call. And as you rightly pointed out, you know, anything can happen on any given day. So they turn up, you know, with the right attitude, which they've had for the last, you know, 6-8 weeks. You know, there may be an upset on our cards, to be honest with you, sir.
Again, it's anybody's game. That's why we love it. But you know a thing or two about the right attitude. And it has been precisely that which has been instrumental in the change, radical change in fortunes for the Centurions, who were, I think, only one win all of last season. Now, still dreaming of a double. And literally today, big, big final. Tell me, Simba, how has the preparations for this big final been? Have you tweaked anything, done anything differently, or are you just sticking to the method that's led to success this campaign?
Do you know what? It was very tempting to sort of tweak things a little bit, but if something has worked for you for the whole campaign, then don't change it at the 11th hour. So we've got to stick to, you know, to what we've done, same processes, pretty much the same squad of players as well. A few guys were really, really unlucky to miss out, but I think I've kind of decided to go with a bit more experience rather than youth on this one. And I think we've got a really, really strong squad, you know, available this, you know, today for this cup final. And I'll tell you what, the lads are absolutely excited. Really good training sessions last Saturday and on Wednesday as well. And yeah, everyone's absolutely buzzing. Good chat on the group, which has been going on. I think some people couldn't sleep. You know, messages were still flying at 1-2 o'clock in the morning, and it was literally just the excitement of it, you know. And, you know, we only play amateur sport, but, hey, listen, it still gives you that buzz. You know, no matter what level you play, it's a cup final.
Absolutely.
And we're absolutely excited.
A trophy is a trophy and is always to be treasured. And again, would be the culmination almost of such incredible hard work that you yourself, a team behind the scenes, and of course the guys getting it done on the pitch, have achieved in this relatively short span from zeros almost to heroes like that. It's amazing. What a tale.
Oh, man, it's been hard work. It's been hard work. But, you know, this is what you play the game for. Days like this when, you know, you can sort of, you know, put everything to the test, put everything on the line. There's no, you know, there's no 2 points on the line. There's either, you know, a winner's medal or a loser's medal. And, I'm looking forward to how the guys, you know, cope with the, you know, with the pressure of the occasion. I think they'll do, you know, they'll go great guns today. And yeah, really, 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 really excited. Just, you know, trying to calm their nerves and make sure that the occasion doesn't get to them more than anything else, but, really excited and, ready to go.
Big game over at Bedford. I'm sure there'll be a really good crowd cheering you on. You mentioned the excitement buzzing around the players. Obviously, that's great, but it's got to be well controlled. Sometimes in these big occasions, you play the occasion, not the 13 in front of you. Any dangers of that, or is that, again, just the imponderable that will only be known when we kick off?
You know what? I think I've warned against that. We played Brentwood first game of the season and nilled them 18-0, and you know, kind of alluded to the Cricket World Cup final last Sunday. You know, that's an example of, you know, pressure situations. And you know, don't get me wrong, England got over the line, and they've been the best team in white ball cricket for the last 2-3 years. But the occasion almost got the better of them. And I kind of put a note to the boys to say, look, doesn't matter what level you are, these are professionals, and look what pressure does. Don't let the occasion get to you. So let's see what happens, you know, a kickoff. But I think they've got the message.
I love the analogy, and let's hope that the same net result transpires today, as you are just 80 minutes away from a trophy in the cabinet, and still, Simba, dreams of a double at this moment in time.
Oh, absolutely. The double is very, very much alive. This is the first one. Get over the line today, and then we're literally just prepping for, you know, the semi-finals, and then going into the, you know, making sure we get to the final and give ourselves a shot at the, you know, at the, you know, at the other trophy that's available in our league. So, listen, I'm really, really proud of the, you know, the season so far. You know, it's coming to a business end, and we're almost done. But it's been an absolutely tremendous season and a great effort from everyone that's been involved with the Centurions today. I could not be prouder of everyone that's been involved. So, hey, bring it on! You know, first one today, and then 3 weeks down the line, we'll make sure we're in that final and fighting for the second one as well.
Tell you what, we're going to follow you, as you know, every play of the ball. Loving your energy as always, Simba. And as always, in closing, big, big final today. This is a team that's going great guns, still dreaming of that double. How can we get involved with the Centurions? And I tell you what, if you haven't already, do so, because they're a community-led, family-orientated team of winners. How can we get involved?
Excellent. Cheers, Tony. The best website is www.stalbancenturions.co.uk. And literally, guys, anybody that's interested in, you know, even if you just want to have a run around, don't want to, you know, get involved in games, we welcome everyone. If you just want to have a go, whether you played rugby in your life or, you know, play a different code, just come down and, you know, and give it a go. I can guarantee you, you'll absolutely love it. We train on Wednesdays. The juniors will start from around about 4 or 5 o'clock, and first team trains at 7 o'clock in the evening, and that's up at Tolman Drive. So the website again, www.stalbancenturions.co.uk.
Perfect. Simba, love the energy. I love what you've achieved already, but let's see what you could do today in the big final, 3 o'clock kickoff. For me, a veritable sport, the whole team here, really massive respect, and to the team, our very, very best wishes. Thank you as always for your time today.
Tony, thank you very much for your support. Really, really appreciate it, mate. And look forward to speaking to you next week with that winner's medal.
I tell you what, it sounds good, doesn't it? Have a good one, buddy. Best of luck.
Cheers. Thanks, Tony.